Exodus chapter 32. We'll be reading, beginning from verse 25 in just a moment. You know, the picking of sides is many times not a particularly enjoyable experience. Maybe you had some experience along these lines at the playground in school and at recess, and they were going to be playing a ball game, and so they were picking up sides, and maybe you didn't get picked at all, or maybe, you know, you were among those that were the last ones there to be picked. It's not a oftentimes it's not a particularly pleasant experience. A lot of times it's not a particularly enjoyable kind of experience. But picking and picking sides is just almost always in life an experience that we're going to encounter. I've told you several times here about our youngest daughter, Katie's method of picking a team to, as she would put it when she was a little girl, to go for. And, you know, I'd be watching a game and she would come in and ask, "Well, Daddy, which team are you going for?" And I'd tell her which team I was pulling for. And she, "That's who I want to win, too." And then as the game would progress, and invariably the team I was pulling for has fallen behind and the game is all but over, then she said, "You know, I was really going for that other team all along." Just picking this can get to be difficult. But I want to talk to you about making a choice. And I'd like to talk to you about a story in Exodus chapter 32. The title of the lesson this evening is simply "The Lord's Side." And in verse 25, we see where the people are gathered together in a very desolate area there around Mount Sinai. Moses has been gone for a period of time, some 40 days. And the people have begun to worry about, is he coming back? Are we going to be left here all on our own? And so they approach Aaron with a plan of fashioning a god like that which they were familiar with from Egypt. And so Aaron does that, as you recall, and they proclaim the golden calf that they fashioned as the god who had delivered them as a representation of the god who had delivered them out of Egypt. A direct violation of what God had said about using images to represent him and engaging in idolatry. And Moses returns to that scene where the people have done this, and not only that, but they are engaged in all kinds of activities that were objectionable to the Lord. And Moses, of course, becomes very angry, and you remember the story of how he threw down the tablets of stone that God had made for him as the Ten Commandments that he was to bring back to the people, and he destroyed that, and he began to seek to rebuke the nation for its sin. And in verse 25, we're told that when Moses saw that the people were out of control, and let me say here that it's always a terrible condition when the people of God throw off all restraints and become an uncontrolled and an uncontrollable people. God has always put restraints upon his people, as he does upon us as well, that need to be observed. But proceeding on, it says, for Aaron had let them get out of control to be a derision among their enemies. Then Moses stood in the gate of the camp and said, "Whoever is for the Lord," in some versions render that, whoever is on the Lord's side, let him come to me. And all the sons of Levi gathered together to him. And he said to them, thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, every man of you put his sword upon his thigh and go back and forth from gate to gate in the camp and kill every man his brother, every man his friend, and every man his neighbor. So the sons of Levi did as Moses instructed, and about 3,000 men of the people fell that day. Then Moses said, dedicate yourselves today to the Lord, for every man has been against his son and against his brother, in order that he may bestow a blessing upon you today. Well, as I said, picking sides can become very difficult sometimes, and an unpleasant experience. And it was most certainly so on this day when Moses called the people and said, who is on the Lord's side? Show it now by coming to me. And those that came, all from the tribe of Levi, we're told, those that came to him, he gave the instruction to take up your swords now, and to go among the people, and to strike down those that have done this thing. This was not some, you know, wanton case of, or some case of wanton killing, indiscriminate killing. It was a strike against those who had perpetrated the sin that was described in the previous verses. Choosing sides can be quite a challenge. Well, I want to talk to you about the few points that I hope we can benefit from and that we can draw from this story. And the first point I would make to you is just this. There are sides. I think a lot of times people would wish to deny that and to avoid that. But the fact remains, there are sides. There have always been sides. And it has always been necessary to choose whose side you're going to be upon. We see this in the case of Moses in the mountain. He was speaking with God. He was receiving the commands of God in chapter 33 and verse 11. The Lord used to speak to Moses face to face, just as a man speaks to his friend. When Moses returned to the camp, his servant Joshua, the son of Nun, a young man, would not depart from him. Any question in your mind as to whose side Moses is on? He spoke with God as with a friend, face to face. The people, meanwhile, as we've talked about, were gathered together at the foot of the mountain. Obviously, gathered together on a different side than that of Moses. What was it that put them on that different side? Look, if you would, back in chapter 32 and in verse 25. When Moses saw the people were out of control, what put them on the other side was that unrestrained giving of themselves to practices that were clearly at odds with what God expected of them. Chapter 32 and in verses 7 and 8. We're told the Lord spoke to Moses, go down at once, for your people, whom you brought up from the land of Egypt, have corrupted themselves. They have quickly turned aside from the way which I commanded them. They have made for themselves a molten calf and have worshipped it, and I have sacrificed to it, and said, this is your God, O Israel, who brought you up from the land of Egypt. Again, we get an indication of how they got on an opposing side from where Moses was. Your people have corrupted themselves. That's one way that even today people make the choice of what side they're going to be on. They corrupt themselves. And in the process, they are making the choice of what side they will be upon. He continues in verse 8 and says, they've turned aside from the way which I commanded them. There's another way to choose the other side, to choose to be on the side opposed to God, as the people had done. It is to just determine that you are not going to abide by the commands that God gives, that you are going to turn aside from those commands. And then he gives the example of how this was done by the people in the creation of this image. So Moses made a choice. There are sides. It's undeniable. And Moses made the choice as to which side he was going to be upon, as did the people. You know, it seems to me that Jesus speaks some to this point when he made the declaration that he that is not with me is against me. He's just saying there are sides, folks. And you're going to have to choose which side it is you are upon. And that's really the second point I wanted to bring to your attention. And that is that sides are chosen. People don't just haphazardly, accidentally end up on the Lord's side. And actually, we don't end up on the opposing side in a haphazard, accidental sort of way. It's based upon choices that we make in our life. You look back at our text in chapter 32 and in verse 26. Then Moses stood in the gate of the camp and said, whoever is for the Lord, come to me. All the sons of Levi gathered to him. Whoever is for the Lord, come to me. Declare which side you are going to be upon, Moses was essentially saying. It's reminiscent of the charge that Joshua was going to make some years after this, when he urges the people to choose this day whom you will serve. Will it be Jehovah? Will it be the gods of the nations around? But choose this day. There are sides. I suspect that many of you may be familiar with that great philosopher, Bob Dylan, who authored a song. You have to serve somebody. It may be the devil, or it may be the Lord, but you've got to serve somebody. And he was exactly right about that. Because there are sides, and we choose which side it is that we will be upon. The Levites chose on this day. And they all came to the side of Moses to declare that they would be on the Lord's side. This was really an opportunity of repentance for the people who had been involved in such grievous sins. But yet they're given the opportunity, much as we are given the opportunity in our lives after committing sins, to make a choice. I'm not going to stay on this side of sin. I'm going to move to the side of the Lord. And they were given that opportunity, and the Levites responded. The other side was where they were by their choice. You can go back to, we won't take the time to read it, but you can go back to chapter 32, verses 1 through 4, and read of how they went about fashioning this golden calf for themselves. Now, you may try to excuse the choice that you make of which side you're going to be upon. In this chapter, we have the story of Aaron's excuse. And Moses confronts him with what he had done. Aaron must be the all-time worst excuse maker that ever lived. But he says in verses 21 and following. Moses said to Aaron, "What did this people do to you that you have brought such a great sin upon them?" Aaron said, "Do not let the anger of the Lord burn. You know the people yourself, that they are prone to evil." So it's all their fault. "For they said to me, 'Make a God for us who will go before us, for this Moses, the man who brought us up from the land of Egypt, we do not know what has become of him.' And I said to them, 'Whoever has any gold, let them tear it off.' So they gave it to me, and I threw it into the fire, and out came this calf." I mean, that's just always been so humorous to me. It just came out. I didn't have anything to do with it. Of course, the earlier verses tell us that he did indeed have everything to do with it. This verse really makes me think of myself as a little boy standing before my daddy one day, who's asking questions about what I had done. In a particular, I don't remember what it was all about, but he was wanting to know my involvement in whatever. And I tried to lie my way out of it. And he said, "Son, don't try to lie to me. It's written all over your face." Sometimes, if we're fortunate, we can be bad at lying. To my shame, I admit to you, I became better at it. But now, we just are not going to be able, before the Lord, to excuse our choice to be on the wrong side in these matters. The fact of the matter is, as we look in Exodus chapter 32, everybody was making choices. And that's precisely what goes on in the lives of men and women today. All of us are making choices about which side we're going to be on in this life. And the final thing I want you to think about is the consequences that exist to the choices that we make about the side that we're going to be upon. Verse 27 and 28, as we've read, tell of the consequences brought upon these people based on the choice that they had made to turn aside from God, to corrupt themselves. There were consequences to that. And they were quite severe. Moses told those Levites, "Get your swords, go through among the people." And he says, "Every man of you put his sword on his thigh and go back and forth from gate to gate in the camp and kill every man his brother, every man his friend, every man his neighbor." That was the consequence that was to be borne by these people who had turned aside from God. They were to be struck down. There are severe and hard, difficult consequences to these choices that we must make. I find it kind of an interesting parallel to what Jesus had to say in the book of Matthew chapter 10 and in verse 34. When he was talking to his disciples about the expectations that some people had, the false expectations that some people had of him as the Messiah. Verse 34, he says, "Do not think that I came to bring peace on the earth. I did not come to bring peace, but a sword. For I came to set a man against his father, and a daughter against her mother, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law, and a man's enemies will be the members of his household. He who loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. He who loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And he who does not take up his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. He who has found his life will lose it. And he who has lost his life for my sake shall find it." Jesus is just outlining for his disciples, for us as well, that there are consequences to making choices. The people on the side of those who had turned from God, the people on the side of Satan back in those days of Moses, had to face dire consequences. But the people on the side that Moses was on, the people who had come to the side of Moses, the people who had demonstrated that they were going to stand with the Lord, were people who faced some dire consequences from their decision. There was a heavy cost. What did they have to do? They had to go amongst their people and kill those who had committed this sin. Moses later on says to them in verse 29, "Dedicate yourselves today to the Lord." Well, that was exactly the process that was going on here. It was their dedication and their becoming dedicated to the Lord. "For every man has been against his son and against his brother. In order that he," that is in order that God, you dedicate yourself to God in order that he may bestow a blessing upon you. Well, the way that they dedicated themselves to God was by strapping on their swords and doing this task that was given to them. Not a lot unlike what Jesus says was going to be involved in becoming his follower. It may be at the cost of relationships with fathers and mothers and brothers and sisters and sons and daughters. But what Jesus says is, if you're not willing to even make that kind of heavy sacrifice, then you're not worthy of me. You can't be on my side. If your dedication isn't complete, if your determination to follow me isn't such that you value the relationship with me even above the relationship with those who are closest to you on the earth, there are consequences to making these choices. Moses said to the Levites, "God is going to give a blessing to you." We don't know what that blessing was. Really don't have much information about his striking down the people. For he goes on in the verses that follow and on into chapter 33. In many ways kind of non-committal about his continued relationship with this nation of people. And you get into chapter 33 and you see where, based on Moses' appeal to God, he does say that he will continue on with them. But there was some kind of punishment that was brought upon them because of their sins, because there's consequences to what side we choose. May I ask you, upon whose side are you in this life? Can it be said of you that you have so dedicated yourself that you value the relationship with the God of heaven even above that with your own mother or father, brother or sister? That you value it above that? Have you dedicated yourself to the Lord to that extent? Or can it be said of you that you have corrupted yourself? That you have turned aside from following God. That you've chosen to be upon the side other than that which is the Lord's side. If that's the case, then may I tell you, you need to change sides. You need to do pretty much what little Katie did when she said, I was going for that team all along. You need to decide that you need to be upon the other side. But let me tell you this one thing. You will be on somebody's side. Every one of you. The good news is you get to choose. So we hope that this evening, if you're not a Christian, that it will be your choice to become one and to align yourself on the side of the Lord. The offering that is made today is made through Christ. The offering that He makes is, come unto me. Matthew 11, verse 28 and follow. The invitation is His, that you should come to Him, and we would be delighted this evening to help you change sides and to place yourself on the Lord's side today by giving your obedience to Him, believing Him to be the Son of God, turning away from your sins, confessing your faith in Him, and being baptized to wash the guilt of your sins away. All because it's what He has said. All because that's what He has commanded. You can, in doing these things, become one who is upon the side of the Lord. And we hope you'll make that so while we stand and sing.